You decide.
2020.
I want to welcome one of our candidates to the program. First time I've had a chance to talk to Ben Loyola, who is seeking the second congressional district seat that Elaine Loria, the Democrat, claimed from Scott Taylor in the last federal election. And Ben Loyola is nice enough to join us early this morning. How are you?
Good, John. How are you?
Great, great. Glad to have you here. You know, I had lots of candidates on in this last cycle, and let me just start the way I normally do and ask you to introduce yourself to the Richmond audience for folks who have not heard from you. Tell me a little bit about your background. When I was looking at it online, man, you've got quite the personal story, escaping from Fidel Castro's Cuba, and remarkable.
It's an amazing, it's an unbelievable story, but I guess an experience of coming to this great country. I was born in Havana, Cuba, and during the Fidel Castro Batista Revolution, and took over the country, then we were able to leave the country and come to America, the greatest country in the world, and just had an immense desire to continue to serve this great country, and prospered throughout. Went to the Naval Academy and became a naval aviator and served for 30 years in the Navy, combat veteran, and just did a wonderful career toward the world. Saw the rest of the world for what it really is, and I can firsthand state that America is the greatest country in the world. And started a small business out of my spare bedroom and grown that into a pretty sizable engineering firm, family here in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and just looking excited about bringing new conservative leadership to Washington and belief in individual liberties and less government and just common sense principles up to D.C.
Now, what's making you challenge Elaine Loria?
She promised to be a moderate and represent the constituents in the 2nd Congressional District, and that hasn't happened. First vote was for Nancy Pelosi. She's voted to give illegal immigrants health care benefits with digital medical records, and the veterans don't even have all that. As folks don't know, the 2nd Congressional District starts Eastern Shore all the way up to the Maryland line and comes down into Virginia Beach, Norfolk, and all the way up to Williamsburg. So it's a very long, about 4 hours long from point to point, diverse, but it does have the highest concentration of military in the country, and it needs to be represented. My background with military, active duty and reserve, toward the world, command leadership, and I wanted to bring that knowledge and capability to the 2nd District.
Has she announced where she is on this impeachment issue?
Yes, she signed on to the letter. Mm-hmm. So she did sign on to the letter, and it was a contrast piece where I just felt that the impeachment had no basis. The people aren't buying it. There was no due process, and it's the kangaroo court, as so many people said. It's ridiculous, and she's unfortunately her party has been spinning its wheels, doing nothing but that for months, and not really doing the people's business, and that's the problem.
Yeah, I think that if we had talked to you 2 weeks ago, it looked like you would have a clear shot at getting the Republican nomination to challenge the Democrat incumbent, but now the guy who used to hold this seat, who was defeated by Elaine Loria, has stepped back from his plans to challenge Senator Mark Warner and has indicated that he's going to try to get the nomination against you to run against Elaine Loria. Scott Taylor, what's your take on all this? How did this go down? Is it surprising to you that this has happened this way?
It was a surprise to everyone in the district and actually the Commonwealth of Virginia, and it's an unfortunate reality that might happen. Hasn't played out yet, but he campaigned across the Commonwealth of Virginia and asked for donations for folks saying he's gonna beat Mark Warner, and then in typical Scott's fashion, when he runs for an office, he flip-flops over whichever one seems to be better, and basically abandoned all those constituents across the Commonwealth of Virginia, and now looks like he might be going for the 2nd Congressional District. But throughout the district, I have an outpouring of support from all elected officials, the endorsements. I'm humbled by that. From all sides of Republican, ultra-conservative to the middle of the Republican Party and throughout. So pretty much all elected officials are endorsing me. The people, the energy, the spirit throughout the district is incredible. And the business community is an outpouring, understanding what's at stake, as well as the constituents just saying they're going to do anything they can and volunteer and help the campaign. So I'm humbled. I'm excited. And, to me, Scott is not an issue.
Have you spoken to him? Did he call you when he changed his mind and decided he was going to run?
No, I've not spoken to him.
That seems kind of odd, since it, you know, wasn't like you ambushed him. I'm surprised that he wouldn't pick up the phone and say, "Hey, I want to just shoot straight with you." But that's an aside. What would your top issues be in this upcoming election?
What I'm hearing and what I've experienced, like I said, I was a small business owner, and I'm a father, husband, and affordable health care and the impact of the Affordable Health Care Act, it's been a really rough ride. We saw rates, just to tell folks, were about $300-something average per person per month in my company and myself, going up to $600-700 per month. Yeah. And we work really hard in my firm trying to share on that cost, but it's a significant increase in a matter of a few years. And industry people do not like radical change. And that was a radical change. And, you know, they want to continue to try to take over that health care. And folks just want choice. We need more competition across state lines, affordable care. And we're not going to get that through a bureaucracy controlled and run by the government. It's just, it's never been proven true that it's going to work. The one constitutional requirement for the government is to provide for the common defense. And I experienced that with my 30 years as a combat naval aviator. And we need to support the warfighter. They need to have the resources to fight smart and come home safe. Technology is a force multiplier, and we're seeing that as it's incredibly progressed and allowing the warfighter to really get their job done and come home and achieve victory.
Ben Loyola,
the other one is jobs.
Yeah. I appreciate it. I'm looking at the clock, and I'm sorry to cut you off. I really appreciate you coming on to share your perspective,
sir,
especially with this new kind of wrinkle in all of this. And if you do hear from Scott Taylor and you all have a conversation, you're welcome to come on and, you know, share what you think is appropriate with the audience. I think they'd find that interesting. But thank you for sharing your background here this morning. Ben Loyola, who is the announced Republican candidate for the 2nd Congressional District down in Hampton Roads, I appreciate it very much.
Great, John. Thanks. BenLoyola.com.
We'll check traffic and weather in just a moment. News Radio WRVA.